Now, I think with the next track, we come to an early influence of you personal, Amy.
Yeah, I was, you know, early on, when I was younger, I listened to a lot of just like acoustic songwriters, you know, Dylan and James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt, The
where
Roaches.
Where did you grow up?
In Georgia, yeah. And also Southern Rock, Allman Brothers and stuff. But when I discovered Husker Du, a friend turned me on to them, I just felt like, and around that same time, I discovered The Clash and The Replacements and bands that had kind of been around for a little while, but I just hadn't listened to them. And it felt like I was just free, finally, you know, I don't write songs necessarily like Husker Du. Some of my solo stuff might be, but it's just the way, it released that revolutionary idea of not having to be technically the great musician in order to express something. And I just stopped worrying about that. And I just started trying to articulate instead. And it took me a long time to become the songwriter I want to be. But it was definitely, that was the catalyst for me to start trying to become the songwriter I wanted to be. It was like them and like Steve Earle, you know, and Patti Smith, you know, people that I consider to be real revolutionaries.
Husker Du, Titel aus ihrem Album Candy Apple Gray.